Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe with RT.ie. From Cowangate to Lockgate, Bo Donnelly has contacted us. Jackie Thompson has contacted us. Bo, good afternoon. You're one of, I think, about six people who live on a boat on the Grand Canal in Dublin between Mesbel Road and Portobello. Looks an idyllic and very safe lifestyle in the world we're now in. But you are going to be evicted.
Yeah, hi, Joe.
Hi, Bo, yeah.
I don't actually live on it full time. I spend about three nights a week up on the boat in Dublin for work. I actually live down in the village in Kilkenny.
Okay.
I'm Australian and my wife is Irish, and we moved here from Melbourne about 3 years ago to be closer to her side of the family. But moving to Ireland as it was coming out of recession was much more difficult than we anticipated, and I found a lot of difficulty in trying to get a job here. Even though I'd left a well-paid, secure job in Melbourne. So when I did find a job in Dublin, I took it, but we couldn't afford to move to the city as a family, and also because the kids were settled in school down here. And I couldn't afford to rent a room in Dublin either.
Okay, so you got this. Is it a barge or...?
It's a narrowboat.
A narrowboat. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay. You've got this letter from Waterways Ireland on Bloomsday, the 16th of June, to say that they're saying that if you don't get rid of the boat, they will hire a crane, they will lift the boat out of the river, and they will then store the boat, and then they will sell it, and they will send you a bill for the hire of the crane and the storage. Is that correct?
That's right. And there's at least half a dozen of us in this position at the moment, and the deadline to move the boat is tomorrow. So we got this letter a couple of weeks ago, but basically since the coronavirus pandemic, we haven't been able to move the boats the required 500 metres every 5 days because of the lockdown, and also because Waterways Ireland closed the navigations.
Okay.
So we got this letter as soon as they announced that the restrictions were being lifted, and they told us we were in breach because we weren't moving every 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
But basically... You're right there. If the boats aren't gone by tomorrow, they say that they're going to crane them, impound them, and then auction them off, and then send us the bill.
Wow. By the way, did you get a contact today from who did the new minister contact or talk to today? Malcolm Newman of the Greens.
Yeah, that's right. So he's the new junior minister for heritage, and we've heard in the last couple of hours that he's ordered Waterways Ireland not to lift the boats out tomorrow. Yeah. But we don't have anything in writing yet, and we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Maybe I'm wrong. Did he ask you not to go on Liveline?
No, he didn't.
Okay. Jackie Thompson. Jackie, good afternoon.
How are you doing, Joe?
How are
Thanks
you, Jackie?
Very much. Yeah,
what's,
I'm fine.
Tell us how you are living are you on a narrow boat as well in Dublin?
Well, look, thanks very much for having us on, Joe. It's very good of you. And as Bo said, up until this morning, we thought our boats were going to be left at by Waterways. But thanks to Malcolm Noonan now, we've got a wee breather, it seems. I'd like to thank him for that, and I'm grateful that Waterways Ireland are going to go into negotiation with him. And like Bo said, hopefully we'll get a written confirmation that the boats aren't going to be lifted until this whole issue is looked at and regularised in the way that Malcolm Noonan wants to move forward with it, you know, in line with other European cities like London and Amsterdam, you know, where the waterways are used.
And why did Malcolm Noonan move now? To suspend the eviction.
Well, he is the new minister. That's the first point, I suppose. But the reason this is all happening at the moment, I imagine, if I'm right, Bo, or you can correct me, that this has been highlighted by the people who are being targeted at the moment. But it's a much wider issue than that, Joe. You know, we estimate that there are probably about 500 people in Ireland living on the waterways.
And how did you end up living on, not end up, it's by choice, is it, Jackie? That you're living on an arable?
Well, yes, must needs, I would say, must needs. I work in Dublin like Bo, but my home isn't in Dublin. You might have guessed by the Nordy accent that I'm originally from Belfast. I moved to Clare with my two young children in 1996. It was a troubled time in the north, so it was a good move. But I've been working like Bo. I've been working in Dublin since 2007. I'm unable to buy a house there or rent a place there. I read this wonderful article in the Times about Grand Canal Dock, and then I, you know, about people living there and about overwintering there and having living on boats. Okay. And I approached the office at Grand Canal Dock and the lady there, and I talked to her about my situation, teaching in Dublin, needing accommodation in Dublin, approximately 135 nights a year.
I understand. So you could go back to Clare.
I go back to Clare, you know, without being working there and travelling up and
down.
And
what will you do, Jackie, if your boat is taken?
Well, this is the thing. That's a $10 million question. What do I do?
By the way, it is your boat, is it? You paid for it.
It belongs to my family.
That's a funny way of proceeding. They're saying they're going to come tomorrow with a crane. You're paying for it, by the way. Lift the boat out of the water. You're paying for all the labour involved as well. They'll take the boat away and store it somewhere. You'll pay for that as well. They will then sell off the boat and then send you a bill for the eviction. Back after this.
Yeah.